It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The December 7th gala season opener at the Opera House La Scala in Milan, Italy, is one of the most glamorous dates in opera. Every year on the feast day of the city's patron saint, opera lovers flock to the venue, this year to celebrate the 200th anniversary of his birth. Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata was put on at the world-famous theater for the first time in years. Unfortunately, not everybody was happy with the production. Some of the audience, strict traditionalists in the upper balcony, known as the Loggionisti, booed during parts of the curtain call in protest over what they saw as a bastardized contemporary reworking of a beloved cultural classic. Polish tenor Piotr Beczala, who plays the role of Alfredo, took to Facebook later that night to declare that it would be his last production at La Scala. "I think they should engage only Italian singers," he said, going on to say he would honor his contract with La Scala, but after that would come to Italy, quote, "only for vacations." La Scala's outgoing general manager, Stefan Lissner, told the Italian media he stood by Beczala's statement 100%, describing him as one of the few great tenors of our time. Local nonprofit theater group Child's Play, one of 895 nonprofit organizations nationwide, receive an NEA Artworks grant. Over 1,500 arts groups nationwide were vying for the awards. Child's Play is recommended for a $20,000 grant to support the production of nationally acclaimed playwright Jose Cruz Gonzalez's Super Cowgirl and Mighty Miracle. In a delightfully surprising story filled with humor and heart, Super Cowgirl and Mighty Miracle reminds us love makes almost anything possible, even in hard times. Child's Play is thrilled to be working with the NEA on this wonderful piece, said Child's Play Artistic Director David Saar. Jose Cruz Gonzalez has written a heartwarming story that's relevant to many young people and families today. We're excited to bring it to life on stage, he said. Performances of Super Cowgirl and Mighty Miracle will be held at the Tempe Center for the Arts in March. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.